March 22, 2023, it's the Walk for Pedro show.
Thank you. Getting a little peek of some blue trying to break through.
Not to sound like a bunch of whiners, people, but this is unusual for us to have the atmospheric river.
One after the other.
But once in a while, they call it Pineapple Express, but this shit is like, yeah, pretty crazy. So how you hold out here? Me and Brother Matt are a couple miles apart, Pedro. Believe it or not, our town is like 3 miles.
Yeah, we got the tsunami warning signs in the neighborhood here.
Right. I'm by the hospital, Mary Star, the big Catholic church.
Yeah.
And it's up the hill a little bit, so I got a little.
Yeah, we got lucky with the flow here. It's flowing past us instead of flowing to us.
You know, Brother Phil, you were talking about him up on Mammoth. He had snow through the window.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's heavy with that snow stuff. So all of California's getting it, but some parts more intense.
Stay safe.
We started the show off with Cannonball Adderley with John Coltrane doing "You're a Weaver of Dreams." You can tell John Coltrane's picking up on Cannonball. His technique. He liked playing with people because that's how he learned new shit. He was into it. And then we had Jericho Gigolo with "Flirt." And back on the show, Brother Dennis Wheatley. David Wheatley.
Hello.
David, just drop the W. It's Heatley. Yeah,
Heatley, not Wheatley. And it's not Dennis, it's David. But D-Boon's B-Day is coming up.
My
middle name is David.
Sardine.
So you can play my ma for that.
Having D-Boon Day.
I heard there's going to be a gig, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a holiday.
So what has happened, David, since we last talked.
Yeah, well, since then I recorded another record down in Louisiana, and just been, my life's changed a lot, actually. I feel like these songs were kind of prescient in a way, and I feel like my life caught up to these songs that I wound up writing, so whole new romance in my life. A lot of changes, living on my own for the first time in 20 something years, so yeah, lots going on.
You got ready for this record, were they done with these things happening, or were they written before that?
Yeah, it was written before that. A lot of these songs came to me in my dreams or just kind of on an intuition, and then they're like these unrequited love songs, kind of longing for this person who didn't exist. And then it's like, once the album was done, it's like that person showed up in my life. It was really strange.
Right.
You
know?
Mr. Wells learned this, right? No wine before it's time.
Yeah.
What was that? The Masson Brothers and
yeah,
Two Buck
Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man.
Hot dogs to pinks?
Pinks. Up in Hollywood. He had a chili dog in each hand. Huge size of your
big old dude.
Hallway not just wide, but tall, too, like a barn door. He goes, I'm like, oh, Mr. Wells. He goes, young man, I'd shake your hand, but I am busy. He was. He had chili dogs. And those big dogs were like, at least a foot. So, okay. Hey, Dave. So, in a way, yeah, make it be so. And it was so. The wish fulfillment thing. Came with your tunage. What studio did you record there in Louisiana?
Piety Street, Arnoville. And
Arnoville.
Recorded,
so, like, I had some people on, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of the people you probably had on are on this record.
Oh, are they
nice.
On the record too? But I know the, Michelo.
Louis. Yeah, right, Louis. Yeah, Lost by Ramblers.
But then his other buddy, too, the guy who's re-releasing all his older stuff.
Mark Bingham, yeah.
Mark Bingham, great cat. Okay, they show up on the record.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Mark's the one who plugged me into that whole Louisiana scene. So he kind of, my first solo record. He found all these musicians, and then I became friends with them, and I kind of, like, tapped them all for this second record, too. Yeah.
And what was the process? You made demos, right?
Yeah, I kind of do them, there's this app called Acapella where you can kind of make a video of yourself playing. Yeah, so we do like little video demos, just to get it down, not to get fancy or anything, real, like almost like a four track.
But the catch, because you didn't know exactly who you were going to play, right, with, he was just
no.
A crew for you, right?
Yeah, pretty much, I kind of leaned on...
Okay.
On his expertise.
Isn't that beautiful, what musicians can do for each other like that? One day it'll be your fucking turn to do the same thing.
Yeah, who knows, man. I mean, it is true. Like, musicians can take a song somewhere you never knew it could go, you know?
Right. And are you in a situation? Look, I want to play, what was the gigolo thing that I played?
I don't know. I thought I'd throw you some curveballs.
Because
like,
that ain't the new record shit, right?
No.
Curveballs
like 10
are
years
okay
ago.
With what? There's no problem.
Yeah. I figured you could handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, about 10 years ago, I had all these, like, kind of rap songs that were coming to me, and my friend and I had this, like, alter ego rap band for a while, and I just have never known what to do with this side of me that gets these little, like, weird rap songs. And this record, there's a couple songs that have, like, kind of more talky punk rap, and I feel like that's where it landed, but I thought I'd throw in these like old straighter rap songs just for fun, you know.
Okay, this Pecco Gin, I'm gonna play that now.
Tribe Called Quest. got that flow down dead. I 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 got that flow down dead.
It's a big, 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 it's a aufgegeistert. Die Welt in Schutt und Asche liegen. Ein kleiner Funke stößt es an. Eine Flamme kam. Ein schöner Schein sein und ein Trost, ein Segen und dann im Feuer ertrank, Wortzeit in einer stolzen Stadt. Und mit den Menschen starb das Wort. Cherry wallpaper. Across the room, something on the stove sizzles.
chair. A robin rises from the driveway into the scarlet oak. So faint I can't hear it. Don't drink the water. It's full of lead. Species crash disturbs the unintended garden. No sense of space under there. Just cement on dirt. The weather warm and strange. Sweating no longer cools the body.
Are you coming over after band practice? Are you ignoring my texts? Are you leaving your wife?
Loved that kitchen and ate that pizza. Wooden puzzles on the wainscot. Pastries on Saturday morning. Was it Sunday? God, it's only Tuesday.
out of...
Good job, Mel. That's great.
Woo!
Pedro show, that chunk of music started off with Jericho Gigolo doing Flow Down. Then Chokri, Pecco Gin, enlightened David to some new terminology there. New nouns, things to call people. Ron Cotes after that with Play Nice. That's out of Brighton, England, brand new project. Carl. Brother Carl, we got something, what's it called? To Connect. It's going to come out now. Brother Damon, who lives just a couple of blocks from you here, Brother Matt.
Oh.
Yeah, with Mad Eel.
Neighbor.
Records. Yeah, neighbor. Kim Bolden Kessner out of Berlin with Alexandria. That's brand new from them. Admiral Dolce. A little pun rock, huh? You take the K out of punk, you get pun rock. Weekend in the Berkshires. I played there last summer with Tom Watson and Raul. That Wilco gig.
Oh, yeah. West Mass. Yeah, I almost went there. I was out there. Yeah, I missed it.
They're little. Like, kind of like Foothills. Malvinator after that. Regaining Unconsciousness. 19 minutes. No. Yeah, 40 seconds. What a name for a band. 19 minutes, 40 seconds. With Machine Nello Spazio. So Machina, huh? But Italiano. Cat Casual, The Final Word with Asphalt. Chris Murphy, the Tyler. He was in Pedro. He sent me this little film behind Dirk Schottky.
Oh.
And with the D Boone thing. And
yeah, yeah.
He did a little version of one of his tunes called The Tower a couple days ago. SNH with Never Took a Dollar from a Dead Man. There's some man in Tokyo. Bridge of Flowers with Never. And finally, David Heatley with Mess. Now, Mess is from the new one, right?
Yeah, that's the new single.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this first oh, it's a single off it even. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so things ended up not being a mess with this record.
Well, it was like a year-long process, and I kind of did it on a shoestring budget. So whenever I had money, I would call the guys up down there and be like, "Hey, can you do like a horn session with this guy?" Or you know, just. People kind of got added on to it over the course of a full year. So I wouldn't call it a mess, but it was like this kind of
it came
slow
in chunks.
Snowball rolling down the hill.
Yeah, kind of right. Thing. Okay. And whatever the traffic would allow. And
yeah.
So, and as you know, they went from demo into these guys playing it, and then you have the time like that where you don't have to get everything in one session. Your mind's probably thinking of different kind of scenarios, right?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, I want to say like every musician on this produced the record with me because I tend to want to just make a lot of room for someone to really bring their full ability
that's
and expression.
That's kind of bass player thinking.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Well, you have to like kind of look in the future. You got to make space for what you might be, right?
So a lot of there's a guy named Jimbo Walsh down there who wrote all the string and horn arrangements, and I feel like this record just would not be what it is without him. He's like huge, huge part of this record. So I kind of leaned heavily on him, what he was hearing, because I might sing a little melody or something in my demo, but I don't, you know, he's going to flesh that out with some gorgeous multi-part thing that I could never think of.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Jimbo.
Yeah, Jimbo.
Yeah, we're at the end of the first hour. March 22, 2023. Special guest David Heatley. Ain't fucking that up. Hold tight, hour 2. March 22, 2023. It's the second hour of the Walk from Pedro show.
Run away with you. grace and deep lovers. We could walk into the setting sun. Life I had is over and done. If I don't make a move, then the rest of my nights will be blue. Ooh, I think I should run away with you. I think I should run away with you. Wasn't even looking for love when you told me. Inside, I can feel you thinking I don't wanna hide. Now that I know that together we can build something new. Ooh, I can't wait to run away with you. Thank you.
to write this song. Melodies and the words are wrong, and before I reach the end, I may already be gone. I feel too bad to write this out. I'm worried, sick, and I'm racked with doubt, and before it's done, I may no longer be around. The song is about you can't put a feeling inside. Keep it there for a while. When you need to remind yourself of where you've been, what you've seen otherwise, you might start to think your whole life's been a dream. I'm too sad to try to write. I can't sing, my throat is tight, and the tears that fill my eyes are blocking the sun. I can't find the strength it takes to sit up straight and stay awake, as I think to myself, what if it's all a mistake? What if there's nobody big enough to contain what I'm feeling inside? The vastness, the emptiness, the beauty, the heartbreak, the words, they just slide off the page onto the floor where they break. Waves on the shore, and I'm wondering, what is any of this even for? I'm too sad to sing the song. I'm too sad to continue on, and now that we've reached the end, I'm gone. We could all just turn around, stop chasing the ones who run away from us. Stop wasting love. Stop wasting love.
show started off the second hour with David Heatley featuring Sarah Quintana. He had a big spiel offline here, people, about that name Quintana, because that was Chalo's family name also. He played drums for the Plugs, starting at 16. We lost him a couple years ago. Very sad, but, you know, I think he ended up playing with Bobby Dylan for a little bit, because they turned into Cruzados, and Tony and him, I think the rhythm section went with Bobby Dylan, like Joker Man days, like late 80s, maybe, for a little bit. Runaway with You. And then Alexander Hackett with another part of his big opera on this young man in Berlin, fictional. His big thought piece. And this part's called Angst. Then Noisuka with Nemo. Too Sad to Write This Song from David Heatley. New album, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not sad enough not to record it, though.
So it's a bit meta. It's a bit meta.
That's okay. That's okay. Give some shit away. Or like it and surprise him. Beijing Boy. Beijing are hymns written with the Hindu. And this is AJ's album where he's like tripping on that stuff. Stop Wasting Love, because he comes from an India background. After that, David Heatley again from the new record. Stop Wasting Love. I guess it's a command, right?
It's like a public service announcement.
Or it could be interrogative. Yeah, stop wasting love. Right, English, right? It's how you phrase it. We got a little China, a little dimension there on our pitch, right? Uh-huh. We changed the end of that pitch from declarative to interrogative. Yeah.
No, English
don't have
is
to
very
change
musical.
One word is just the way you say it. Dan Jones and Squids, Kansas City after that with Music to My Ears, the demo. Yeah, I love people who give me demos. We get to
start your own band.
Start your own. Adam Trumbull, after that, Modern Communication, Ray Shin out of Reno. He's so glad to be on a show with the Reynolds. Misplaced Son. And then finally, If, with an ellipse. People, that means set open ended. David Heatley. Okay, you want to, like, rap on these three tunes?
Yeah, sure, man. I guess I'll take it from Runaway With You with Sarah.
Yeah.
This was just like a real sort of innocent bossa nova love song that came to me. Just that real floaty feeling when you're first falling for someone and you just feel like, you know, you could drop everything and just go move somewhere with them and just be in your bubble. And I just knew I wanted Sarah's voice on there. She just has a real, very pretty, very alluring kind of delivery, so it was a fun duet to do with her.
So you're saying this was a cast member not provided by the Louisiana crew?
Oh yeah, she's down in Louisiana too. Yep,
but
she's one of those.
Okay, what's the connect? Was the connect the same way all these other people through Mark Bingham?
Yep, yeah, he's been working with Sarah since she was a teenager. Apparently,
oh, you know
way
what?
Back with her.
Yes, because I think Mark's been on the show now three times, but just
okay,
yeah. I keep fighting Alzheimer, but he keeps trying to get a leg up on me. Fuck, thank you. Okay. So this chance meeting ended. Okay, great. You never know, right? Tomorrow, George Harrison, right? Tomorrow never knows.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, George.
That's the truth.
Okay, and Too Sad to Write, that now doesn't sound as happy a tune.
Yeah, I mean, I think of this as, like, I definitely was miserable when I first started writing this song, but there is a certain triumph when you feel like you've pulled off writing a song about how sad and pointless it feels to write a song. And then, you know, once it was produced in the studio, it's got all these like bells and whistles in it. Yeah. It's got this soaring kind of emotion behind it. And then, yeah, I really feel like, art triumphs in the end if you can actually capture a feeling that, you know, ineffable. And so I feel like, yeah, I'm proud of this one, you know.
Yeah, you know what a farmer would tell you? If you want a good crop, use a lot of manure. So, maybe it's a fucking sad time to get some fucking time written about that got maybe a more genuine instead of, you know what I mean? Because you can appreciate it. You can appreciate it, right? It's tricky about, songs are like fucking little kids. They get their own lives, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the metaphor I'm using in this song is, like I said, the lyrics are like, a song is a box that you can put a feeling inside, keep it there for a while for when you need to remind yourself of where you've been, what you've seen, otherwise you might think your whole life's been a dream. So I really think these, yeah, my songs are kind of like places for my mind to go and inhabit and remind me of different feelings and experiences I've had. And it's amazing. You can just like send it to someone, they open up the box and they're having that emotion there with you. Music's an incredible thing.
Now, I said three tunes, but there was actually four in this jump. And this one sounds like it's a little fucking advice rock. Stop wasting
money. Yeah. Well, this is like...
Is it like memo to self, or are you telling your neighbors?
Maybe a little of both. I mean, this record's a bit of an unrequited love, you know, impossible love sort of album. And this was the last thing I wrote for it, even though it's not the last track. And it is that, you know, after the bubbles popped and you realize, like, God, I've been just kind of chasing my tail here. I didn't really even know that person that well that I fell for. And so it's the message is sort of like, just, you know, turn around and look. There's actually someone who wants you. And why are you chasing after this person who's not available? You know, there's this person right behind you who's, like, in love with you. Why don't you give them a chance, you know?
Ah, yeah. Like youth being wasted on the young. But wisdom, acquired wisdom is probably through experience.
And
that means you got to take shortcuts, right? When you fall off the skateboard, you got to pick yourself back up. Okay, with the ellipses.
Yeah, this is the title track.
When I hear of a title called If, I think of that band Bread. Are you
which? I do know that. Yeah.
My mom. Oh,
I was listening to Infant, right? Infant.
Right, but I'll tell you, Trippy. There was a guy in that band. I think the leader of that band. He actually produced the first Cap Beefheart single, Diddy Wah Diddy. Yeah, David something.
Wow.
But the really mellow voice, mellow sounds. If a picture paints a thousand, how can't I paint you? This kind of shit. But luckily, you didn't. You were spared that, so you don't deal with that memory.
Yeah, well, this is a funny song for me because it's I do think of myself as a bit of a punk sometimes, but this is a real smooth ass like Burt Bacharach, Dionne Warwick jam that came to me for some reason, and we needed to kind of record it to the hilt. So I've never really written it or produced a song like this, but I love that stuff. I mean, I love how evocative that Bacharach stuff is, and was definitely channeling him for this song.
We just lost him, right? He wrote a lot of hits.
Yeah.
In fact, he wrote hits for other people.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much entirely.
I think the Carpenter hits are Burt Bacharach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And there's a craft to it. I mean, I think there used to be a lot more of that. The idea of the guy who's singing the song, writing his own song, I think that's more from the folk tradition. The Tim Bandinelli showbiz thing is you got professional songwriters. Yeah, Brill Building, right? Even Luke Brother did shit. Motorcycle Annie or some shit.
There's something to that formula, I gotta say. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, they go to their desk every day and sit down and write a song. You know, they're professionals. I kind of love that format. And like, you know, musical theater too still has that format. Some guy writes the book, someone writes the music. Something to it, you know.
That's why in the old days, one of the most important dudes in your band was the arranger. Because everybody was playing the same fucking songs. You just had your own arrangement.
Yes.
People wanted
to
know because there wasn't a lot of recorded stuff out there. So there's a set amount of songs. Yeah, Trippy, dynamic, or lack of, I'd say. You know, like most things human, it's a mixture of stuff, you know, broken things. For example, Rodgers and Hammerstein, right? With the fucking favorite. That ended up John Coltrane's biggest hit was his treatment of that baby. Schmaltzy Waltzy. Schmaltzy Waltzy.
I was just funny you say that because I was just re-listening to. There was this revival of Oklahoma, which is probably like one of the corniest musicals you can imagine. They did this really incredibly dark, amazing remake of it in like 2019, and it became all about like illegal immigration, and it was very violent, and it was just all about arrangements. It was all about arrangements and
politics,
staging.
I mean, the rancher and the farmer, the two different ways of living. It goes back to Cain and Abel kind of conflict.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, the record and the farmer should be friend, and, you know, and hoe down. But I guess that was important as far as, like, U.S. way of doing classical music. It was important that way, too. I remember ELP, Tony, you know, he loved them, so I had to go see those three-hour gigs. And they did a version of Hoe Down.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, but we come to this point here, David, where we're going to hand the fucking reins over to Brother Matt.
Hoe Down time. And here we go.
I bought a scooter and I rented a shack out in the sun by the railroad track. I got a job and a wig in my back. Wiggy, wiggy, working for the big payback. Huh. Yeah. All right. I keep a working and a working out. I keep a slaving and a jumping about. I keep a moving and a doing a thing. Working, working, working and all this thing. I'm long dead train down the track. And I'm big and I'm a wiggy, 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 gonna be big. All right, wiggy boy. My boss says all that long, man, I don't know. Throw me a wrench and says, go, mojo, go. All day long, you just did a whack, whack while I'm working, working, working for the baby. Well, it's a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. God damn, we got this long dead and treated down the track. Got your neck in the news, your hammer. And you're big and I'm a wiggy, wiggy, wiggy for the baby. All right. Yeah, I'm a wiggy. I'm a wiggy. In the hot sun. Your job, Mr. I ain't going back. I got a nap, just a long nap. I went to Alice, late at night, working, 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 working. Well, it's a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, goddamn, look out there. Oh, I'm dead and treated down the track. It's a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, goddamn, look out there. Oh, I'm dead and treated down the track. Got your neck in the news, your hammer, and your big, and I'm a wiggy, wiggy, wiggy. I'm a worker. I'm a worker, worker, worker. I'm a worker. I'm a worker, worker, worker. I'm a worker for the
big. You know my bull Buffalo Bill won't pull. Papa gonna pull off every little bow. Whoa, back buck and be body lame. Who made the black man? Whoa, goddamn, whoa, goddamn. Oh, goddamn, I said, oh, goddamn, oh, goddamn, oh, goddamn, I made a black man, oh, Cunningham, say, oh, yeah, oh, back, buck, woo! Well, I'm taking my guy to the country store. I'm gonna buy my guy some calico. Buy my guy some calico. I'm taking my gal to the party. Oh, I said, oh, goddamn. Oh, goddamn. Oh, goddamn. Oh, goddamn. I said, oh, goddamn. Oh, goddamn. We the black man. Oh, Cunningham. Say, oh, yeah. Oh, back, buck. Woo! My guy, we're walking down the road. They try to pick up all the sugar and the gold. Hey, sugar and the gold on the ground. You wanna get the sugar, got to roll the gold around. Oh, goddamn. Oh, goddamn. Oh, goddamn. I said, oh, goddamn. Oh, goddamn. Oh, goddamn. We the black man. Oh, goddamn. Say again. Oh, back, fuck. My guy to the party, oh, all dressed up in her calico. Yeah, took my guy to the party, oh, I wouldn't let her dance, it upset her so. Oh, goddamn, oh, goddamn, oh, goddamn, I said, oh, goddamn. goddamn, oh goddamn, oh goddamn, we made the black man, whoa, Cunningham. Chaya, yo, oh black buck, woo! You know my bull Buffalo Bill won't pull. Papa gonna pull off every little bowl. Oh, back buck on the Peabody land. Who made the black man? Oh, goddamn. 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 Who made the black man? Oh, Cunningham. Chaya-ya! Oh, back buck! Woo!
Thank you.
companion to wrap it up.
Brother Matt, what made you do what you just did to us with your spin cycling?
Well, it came from a few directions, starting with Mojo Nixon, because there's a new documentary about him, I guess, on Amazon Prime. I guess he's still doing his crazy stuff, so good for him. San Diego Cat.
Remember, you have one dude with him.
Skid Roper.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, he's like a gut bucket bass dude or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was classy. He was supposed to play on the Blue Shift way back when, but we just never got it together. But he's still going strong. And Scott Barham, he just won some awards in that Americana stuff. He's an Austin cat.
Yeah.
Quintron in there. He's coming to town soon. Yeah. New Orleans dude. Had the Hayden Triplets in there.
Yep.
And some Banyan.
Banyan. Perk. There she goes, South America. Brother Matt, thank you so much for bringing that spin second.
Pleasure.
We come to the end of the second hour, March 22, 2023, this is what Pedro Show. Hold tight, power three. March 22nd, 2023. It's the third hour of the Watch for Pedro Show.
Sleeping, it's quiet, no need to peek in. I'm so glad you made me stay in. Reminds me that we can trade in our old dreams for new. So much we don't know. As far as we've come, there's miles left to go. Life laughs when we ski, but we can dream at night. I wanna dream this dream with you. Dream this night away with you. Enjoy the midnight rendezvous. Such a patient, I still smile whenever you let me see you naked. It excites me.
On peut changer ce verre à nouveau, mais sans savoir trop. La route est pour nous, elle n'a pas de
time.
never judge you what you had to do to survive. I had to run to wonder that we're both still alive. We made it this far, just a little further to go. You got your sister's car, and I know every twist in this road. Trust no one again. You said I must be more than a lover, more than just a friend. Waiting my whole life for someone to tell me these words. We drove a whole night, now we're here, it's all been a blur.
Show start off the third hour with David Heatley doing It's Midnight, then Electric Blue Super Infinite Transmission. This is Brother Carl again from Brighton, England, with his other project. He's got a lot of projects and he likes to give little genre names, but what, ain't gonna stick to that. He's grown to a point in his life where music is music. Opinions on photographs. Yeah, it's like opinions on photographs. That's exactly what it is. And finally, David Heatley, Among the Lightning. Were you among the lightning?
I mean, I did have an experience driving really late at night through Texas, and there was so much lightning, I'd never been more scared. I mean, I wasn't that scared. It was beautiful, but it was intense. All
on
around
camping.
Me, lightning bolts. On yeah.
Camping, intense, right? Now, I'll tell you my lightning story. I was on tour. I was in Mobile, Alabama, I guess that's the only one that there's. But anyway, I laid down, and a thunderstorm was coming, but not rain. Like, the rain was a couple miles away, but above me, have you ever seen chain lightning and shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Behind the clouds? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because the air is so moist. Now, lay down in an old Spanish church churchyard and just watch this stuff. And it was like tearing fabric. Mm. You could hear, oh, man, the smell of the ionized air. Mm. Lightning is a trip. It's a fucking trip. What about It's Midnight?
This is a real bittersweet song for me. I mean, it's kind of about, you know, how when you're in a relationship with someone for a long, long time, you can still find ways to rekindle romance and have your time that you meet and you have these rendezvous and it's kind of evoking that, like, you know, young parents who are overburdened with the kids, like, still carving out some time to reconnect.
And what about, like, this happened to me, so this is why I'm bringing it up, but the relationship changes because no longer partners, but actually maybe better friends.
Yeah, I'm like just freshly divorced, so I don't think it's going to be friends for a little while, but we do have two kids together, so it'll work out. But right now it's that kind of like, you know, need some space.
Like with
moment.
Me and Kay, I mean, it's been many years, almost 25, 30 years. But, much better friends than we were when we were together.
Yeah, so, I hope that's the case for us too. Yeah.
We didn't have the kid thing, but it's just trippy about that. I think sometimes things are so intense, you think they're just going to be the same way, and things have no hope. But maybe they just change terms, and there still can be positive and not such, especially negative things, hurtful things.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. You never know what's around the corner, and a lot of times the thing that you feel like it's the worst luck in the world was the thing that, you know, brought you to the best thing in your life, so who knows.
Right, and when you were in Texas with that lightning storm, when it left, did things just change dramatically?
Yeah, well, it's always amazing. You know, the next morning, it's just some peaceful, quiet, you know, blue sky day, and you're like, what happened yesterday, you know?
This was like in the same day. I'm with Brother Steve Reed. We're on I-20. We're going to start toward Miami, right? We got to drive off the speed road at Miami. Oh. So I-20 and Van Horn is where it splits with I-10 in West Texas. Mm. Not a cloud in the sky, right? All hot and sunny, right? It's July. All of a sudden, the shit comes in. I have to park under an overpass because the hail is beating the shit out of the boat. And then half hour later, it's gone. It's all that sun again. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Wild.
It's a little drama. A little... I can't see what I just showed Brother Matt. But... Okay, look, I'm going to play Dancing Inside Out.
People everywhere, they're doing it their own way. pressured to watch your back like a chiropractor. It's the heat on the beat with the pyro factor. I meet Aaron Jacobs. If you're sleeping, wake up. Johnny, yo, I stack the lyrics with gyro faster than a dino raptor. Eat a gyro on a styroplaster. You're looking mad serious. Why no laughter? I'm sexy like a T-Rex vinyl master. Through a mind-blowing hot tone, fine chrome plaster. Cause I roll with high and low characters. Asshole mathers to albino black girls. Posing with the chosen yeoman, folding dough like Philo Batcher. Nah, thanks, we ain't buying no flat shirts. We rocking wild, bold ass skirts. With money richier than mine, old master. Punchlines funnier than Spinal Taps were. To take your mind off enviro disasters. And lying old bastards trying to go backwards. Let me rock the party and I'll go faster. These beats were finally designed and crafted to make behind grind till the final track's first. You need a ride home, crash first. Eyes closed, ass hurt.
We come with freeze-dried bags with tongs and vegetables. Skis tight packs with thongs and testicles. These my tag, yo son, it's best to go home. We come with freeze-dried bags with tongs and vegetables. Skis tight packs with thongs and testicles. Geez, my tag, yo son, it's best to go home.
Yo, yo, I'm radically pro-gay, emphatically no hate. I've had it with these erratic, fanatical, reprobate. We party like we Captain Haddock on a slow day. Anyone got static, don't panic, just tell them go away. Naughty in my nature, no hip-hop, hooray. Passing to champagne, and now I'm choking. Let's take it to the attic, no joking. You know what the coach say, no pain, no gain, okay?
We come with freeze-dried bags with tongs and vegetables. Skis tight packs with thongs and testicles. Geez, my tag, yo son, it's best to go home. We come with freeze-dried bags with tongs and vegetables. Skis tight packs with thongs and testicles. Geez, my tag, yo son, it's best to go home. Dried bags with tongs and vegetables. Skis tight bags with thongs and testicles. Geez, my gag, yo son, it's best to go home. We come with freeze-dried bags with tongs and vegetables. Skis tight bags with thongs and testicles. Geez, my gag, yo son, it's best to go home.
That's right. Check it. Can't front on this shit.
Watch for Pete Hirsch Show. Last music for this edition started with Dancing Inside Out, David Heatley. Then David Gerard with his Beneath the Veil of Time. This is from his big, what do you call it, ambient. It's not a lot of chord changes. But not, I guess modals like Miles did that. So what stuff. And then finally, Jericho Gigolo. So we... I thought we'd close the loop, right? Because we started with that. Freeze-dried bags. Which remind me of a slang word from tour spiel for the microwave burritos.
Oh, yeah.
Dung bags. Sex is shit. So, Dancing Inside Out. That's a trippy image in my mind.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of almost having fun with those instructional dance songs, you know, where it's like, do the electric slide or whatever. I'm going to teach you how to do the twist. So it's like, you know, tonight we're going to dance inside out. And I guess what that means to me is like, yeah, everyone's got their own sort of rhythm. Everyone's got their own approach. And it's, you know, like, what if the latest craze was just everyone doing whatever the hell they wanted to do?
I was
going to
say, a lot of 60s rock and roll. The lyrics are about the fucking dance that they're fucking slinging, right?
Yeah.
Song.
Do the mashed potato.
I think
potato.
It's got the first, right. Yeah, I like it like this. Do your mm-hmm. Army, right?
Do the Watusi.
Yeah, no, but I can dance. Yeah, yeah. He's trying to impress the girl, right?
Yeah,
he can
got
do
him
all
off.
These fucking dances now that
yeah.
I can dance.
He's got the repertoire.
Yeah.
But the one I'm thinking, though, is the first song to be counted off in Espanol on U.S. Rock
Radio. Oh, Wooly Bully.
Willie Bully, Sam the Sham, right? You know what's a trip? That's 1965. And he says, in the last verse, he says, don't be L7.
All right.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Right? But Willie Bully, it's a buffalo, right? It's some kind of fucking dance, right? He's putting his head out, got a little beard. He used to tour. You know, I read Tal Falco's book on Memphis. He talks about them touring Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, right? Louisiana, Texas kind of thing. Louisiana guys who recorded in Texas or something. But anyway, they toured the hearse.
Wow.
Because they didn't have vans. So the idea of writing lyrics, I mean, about the dance. And even David Bowie in 1980 or something, his big, he goes, has, takes now... Rogers
Charleston was about
it. I want you to make me a hit. And so, what's the song? Let's dance. Steve Ray Vaughan on the guitar.
Yeah, right.
But he wouldn't tour with them, right?
Yeah.
He kind of
do his own thing.
He would grow up. Because he would do it. He was hurting. Right? I need the work. But, and freeze-dried bags?
Well, that's just like a super abstract, weird rap lyric. I don't even know what it means, to be honest. I think
it's
kind of
still weed. That
it's like
weed
based.
Put on raps, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and before I figure out how to integrate it more into my songwriting, it's just its own side project. Yeah.
Right. Now,
but it's fun about Dancing Against the Night. It's really fun because there is a Mexican American rapper named Emma Ramos, who I never would have thought to put on this track. But it's just so cool that she owns more than half the track. She kind of like owns the track. And I'm just sort of like the chiming in for these like little instructions in the verses, but I just love her energy on this track. She just killed it, you know.
And again, was that another connect through Louisiana?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was Mark had a friend who knew her, so okay. But then she turned out to live in New York, so she and I had a session here in Brooklyn, and we got to just jam in the studio.
It was via Louisiana, but back in New York City.
Yeah.
That's great. Man, see, you can do lots of stuff with the internet besides spread lies and hate people. You can collab and do all kinds of bits. So what are you going to do now, David? Are you going to tour?
I'm not really a touring musician. I mean, I love writing songs, I love recording, and I love directing these, like, animated music videos that I make. So that's sort of my jam right now. Yeah, and I have another whole record of songs I wrote that I gotta slowly start recording over the next year.
You know, that's the way it is, though, right? You get a record done, and then you're ready on the next one.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote these songs for this new record over a year ago, so it's like, it's funny how it's almost like old news for you when something finally comes out, and you're like, oh yeah, I remember this thing I made a year ago, let's talk about it.
It's new stuff, and so when you get it cut...
Yeah.
Will you come back on the show? We can play it and talk about it?
Oh, heck yeah, man. I love talking to you. It's a blast.
David. Thank you so much. And it's probably they're going to change, you know, like, same plan, Louisiana, Mark Bingham?
I'm not sure, actually. I might produce this guy in Brooklyn this time around. I'm still thinking about it.
Okay, yeah. No wine before it's time, Mr. Wells learned it. I'm very curious. I'm very eager to find out. So when you get that thing cooked up, please come back on the show.
Yeah, man. Okay, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
And get those fucking whack videos, because I love them. Brother Matt, thanks for your always.
Right on. Pleasure.
Aiden and Abetting. People, it's been March 22, 2023. Just what Peter shall keep your powder.